Message number 426. Second Seal, World War III. Wednesday, May 16, 2012 at 03:10 a.m. My dearest beloved daughter, I must inform you that a third world war is about to unfold in the world. My tears flow this morning, as you can see. The second seal is about to unfold as foretold to John the Evangelist in the book of Revelation. It will start in Europe. Your banking system will be the cause, and Germany once again will be involved in this tragedy as it was on the last two occasions. When it commences, much will be over, saving the economy, and catastrophe will affect Greece with much fallout in France. The Middle East will also be involved, with Israel and Iran at war, and Syria will play a serious part in the downfall of Egypt. My daughter, I wake you to tell you this not to frighten you, but to urge much prayer for Europe at this time. Because of war and lack of money, much of the harvest will be lost, and this will lead to the opening of the third seal, which means famine. This is why I now urge all of God's children to try to stockpile dried and non-perishable food to feed your families. It is important to grow your own harvest if possible. Remember, however, that prayer can mitigate much of this suffering. The effect of this war will be that my Catholic Church on earth will be sucked into a one-world church in the name of unification. This unification or false peace will become a reality after the Antichrist appears to create a false peace and a so-called end to the war. This peaceful pact will involve the Western world until China and Russia become involved with world matters. They will pose a threat to the beast with the ten horns, Europe, and will overcome them to introduce communism. The Red Dragon, China, already gains a strong foothold in the world because of their control of the world's finances. The Red Dragon and the Bear, which is Russia, do not love God. They are being led by the Antichrist, who is from the East and who hides behind closed doors. When these prophecies unfold, the whole world will believe in these messages. There will be no doubts then. Please recite this crusade prayer, as it will help dilute the impact of these events. Crusade Prayer 54, Prayer to the Father to Dilute Impact of World War III. O Heavenly Father, in the name of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, who suffered greatly for the sins of mankind, please help us in these difficult times we face. Help us to survive the persecution being planned by greedy rulers and those who want to destroy your churches and your children. We implore you, dear Father, to help feed our families and save the lives of those who will be forced into a war against their will. We love you, dear Father. We beg you to help us in our time of need. Save us from the grip of the Antichrist. Help us to survive his mark, the mark of the beast, by refusing to accept it. Help those who love you to remain true to your holy word at all times, so that you can bestow on us the graces to survive in body and soul. Amen. My daughter, I realize that this news may come as a shock, but remember that prayer and the seal of the living God, crusade prayer number 33, will protect my followers. My remnant church, you my children will survive, although it will not be easy. You will be bullied because of your Christianity, but you will never denounce me or reject me. For this you will be given gifts. My gift of the seal of the living God will render you invisible to your enemies. Recite it every day from now on. Keep it before you in your homes and have it blessed by a priest. Begin your preparation soon, for the day of the fallout in Europe is not far away. Your Jesus. Note: when Maria was taking down this message, a wet tear rolled down the photo of Jesus in front of her.